Hello, hello, and welcome to School Leader Soundbites. I'm your host, Veronica B. Soper, and today we're setting our sights on 2024, focusing on how you can elevate your district's communication strategies this year. In this episode, we'll explore innovative, data-driven approaches and inclusive strategies to ensure your district's communication resonates with every member of the community for 2024. But before we do that, let's take care of some housekeeping. If you are listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes of School Leader Soundbites. And if you are watching on LinkedIn or Facebook, drop us some comments so I can go back and connect with you. You can always reach out to me at veronica@veronicavsofer.com. So as we dive into this episode, looking at 2024 and making it the year you level up your district's communications, we're going to talk about setting the stage. So let's look at our past communication strategies. First, it's always good to do an autopsy of what you did last year, what your team did, or how your district performed. We're going to look at data. Let's look at our past communication efforts. What worked? What didn't work? Let's write it all down. Do we have any data that tells us what we did or didn't do? Are we tracking that all year long, or are we just looking at it one time a year? You know, for my teams, I always like to have touch points. So at least once a quarter, we look at our data and we would write down any findings, any wonderings, any learnings from that work. And then at the end of the year, when we do a retreat, which is really important, I highly recommend you take some time with your team to do a retreat. We analyze that data and really use it to help drive our initiatives and our programs for the next year. So just knowing that you've got an opportunity to look at the year in review, take an opportunity, if you haven't written it down, to just brain dump all of your thoughts on the previous year so that you can take a look at it for 2024. What platforms performed best? Where were people getting their information? Were they opening it? How long were they staying on each individual page that you were sending out? Those are the kinds of pain points I want you to look at as you're thinking about the last year in review. You know, data from the Speak Up Research Project shows that parents need information pushed out to them, whether it's via email or text message, rather than having to seek it out themselves. And that's true for most of us from our buying power. You know, we are in an Amazon Prime kind of world. We want information now. We want it on demand. We want to be able to order something and have it delivered instantly. Well, because of that, we want our data the same way. We want it pushed out to us. If we're interested, we'll click on it. If we're not, we might save it for later. We might tag it to look at later. So just know that our behavior patterns actually drive how we consume our information as well. And that's important for a school district as you're trying to connect with your community. So some action steps. Why don't you conduct a survey if you haven't already? Gather feedback from parents, students, and staff. Analyze what the data is telling you. Look at the engagement from both your newsletters, your social media, and then any other tools that you're using. That survey doesn't have to be super long, but it needs to be able to give you information that's going to help drive change. So don't just add questions in there to set the stage. Go ahead and just dive right in instantly. Sometimes you can get this information from a simple 5 or 6 question survey, but identify the top 3 successful strategies and then also the top 3 areas that need improvement. That way you can focus on just those 3 improvement areas, but you also want to celebrate the 3 areas that performed well, because there might be an opportunity for you to really flesh those out a little bit more and make improvements that are really robust to your communication strategy. So let's thinking about integrating innovative communication trends. So in 2024, we want to make it about embracing and using these new communication tools. We want to set the curve a little higher. We want to be able to get people to where we want them to go, right? One of those trends is the growing use of digital communication and video-based content. We know that. We know that parents like short bits of information, kind of like sound bites when we think about working with the media. So you want to be able to give them some short content that they could easily, quickly get the gist of what you're trying to communicate to them, but then drive them to another platform where if they want to dive a little bit deeper into the narrative or get more information, maybe even some graphs or some data points, you can point them in a different direction. So tap into all the different ways that people like to learn. Most people now really enjoy visual content. So whenever you can create infographics, when you can illustrate some information, maybe even animate some data, you're going to be able to connect with them, because we know that when people are scrolling, you stop the scroll with visual interest. And so that's another tip that we want to be able to use when we're looking at this data and inviting some of that integration into what we're doing. So think about your action plan. Introduce these interactive elements. Use polls, use quizzes, use games. Get people to think a little bit deeper as they're looking at your content. I talk about videos all the time, but you also need to make sure that the videos have some purpose. There needs to be a call to action in your videos. So at the very end, it could be simply as sign up for our newsletter, visit our website, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok, wherever you're at. But just make sure that the viewer knows that there's more content available to them in 2024 than in previous years, because you want to get them excited about that. Explore new social media platforms to reach different segments of the community. One of the tools I like to use, especially in our communities that don't have students in our school system, is Nextdoor. Nextdoor is a great platform that you can connect with voters, with homeowners, and ultimately they're your taxpayers. So you want to keep them informed and fully engaged too. So if you haven't tapped into Nextdoor, I highly recommend you do that. They've changed the way school districts and schools can interact with them. So make sure that you take a look at what that looks like for you. So building an inclusive community and some framework for that. Let me give you some tips about that. You know, we want people to connect with us because they relate with us. They see themselves in the work that we're doing. They see their students in the work that we're doing. So inclusivity really is about making people feel like they're valued, that we are honoring all students in all walks of life, but we're also making sure that we're representing not only athletics and fine arts, but robotics and academics and the trades. You know, our career technology students are doing some phenomenal work. We got to be able to tell those stories too. Inclusivity is a must. We have to make sure that our communications are direct, they're clear, but they're also providing a wide variety of the great things that are happening in our district. And we also want to make sure that we're tapping into our talent as well. So don't always just use teachers. Use some of your custodial staff or your food service staff, transportation workers, or even your clerical staff. I like to highlight our receptionists in the districts because they oftentimes are the first face that some of our families come in contact with. And so they're a great way to connect with families and really thread through the culture of our district. So some practical steps to be more inclusive in your communications. Make sure that all your communications are accessible. That includes translations and ADA compliant formats. Create targeted messages for different groups, not only culturally, but maybe age-wise. And then also take into consideration your chambers of commerce or some of your business communities, folks that are a little bit more focused on the economics of your community and the economic development of your community. And you can always host community forums, invite those people in, make sure there's a QR code to capture or another way to capture their email addresses so that you can add them to your newsletters. If you want to know more about how to really create engagement with newsletters, check out our last episode of School Leaders Soundbites. We've got some great tips there as well. So before we go on and start diving a little bit deeper, I want to take a moment to thank our podcast sponsor, K-12 Insight. They do a phenomenal job of community engagement. Their values are very much aligned to all the work that we are doing. They are about building trust within communities, streamlining communications, being efficient and effective, and most importantly, capturing data. They've got lots of tools to do that. Their survey tools are phenomenal. I've used them in every district I have worked in. And I also love their Let's Talk platform, which for communications professionals is a must. If you haven't checked them out, make sure you do. Go to k12insight.com/SOPHER to learn more about all their offerings, because it'll make your job so much easier if you are in the K-12 communication space. So let's get back to looking at 2024 and how we're going to make it the best year ever by leveling up our communication. So data, we talked about data-driven communications and what that looks like, but let's really put an emphasis on that. Let's share our data points, not only with our executive cabinet, but with our school board. and also post that information to our community. Let parents know what our communications is doing. Is it trending up? Is it trending down? Are more parents opening our newsletters than before? Are more parents engaging with us on social media? Make sure you celebrate your wins and give people an opportunity to learn how it is you are communicating with them, and do it with data. Infographics are a phenomenal way of communicating that information. So some insights. Regularly review your analytics from the communication channels. How is it trending? Make sure that you are using some of those questions that you're getting from folks through those different communication channels to help feed your FAQs, your frequently asked questions, onto your website. Use the types of phone calls that are coming in, emails that are coming in, and engagement in the comments to drive the type of information that you are feeding out to folks. And then implement tools that provide real-time data. Lagging data is great, but real-time data is also really important because you can triangulate that with your survey data and really hone in on the topics and the concerns that parents might have, and also staff. So that's a great tool to also use with staff. And then once you've looked at all this data and you've spent some time with your team analyzing it, identifying different topics that are trending in your community, let's talk about setting goals, setting actionable communication goals for 2024. Define them clearly. Make sure that you are using all different kinds of resources to connect with the different teams that you're working with, and then make them SMART goals. We know how important SMART goals are. Are they connected to your evaluation? Are they connected to your superintendent's evaluation? Is the board looking at this data annually? You want to make sure that they're all aligned so that you can replicate and duplicate some of the information that you're using throughout the system so that there's consistency. So again, make sure that those SMART goals are specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, they're relevant, and they're time bound, because we want to make sure that those time bound objectives can be tracked and we can determine if you get a check mark in that area. Set goals for each communication team member, and also set goals for each communication channel. So if you're taking a look at your newsletter, for example, is that being opened more often than not? And if so, by whom? Is it being more often opened by elementary age parents or parents of our secondary students? Or are those parents on social media? Set those goals so you can kind of see where folks are going. And an important tip to remember is that our parents are aging just along with our students. So you will start to see some of those trends at the secondary level that you were used to seeing at the elementary school level, if you're looking at this data over 4 or 5 years. So that's really important to remember too, because you'll need to make those adjustments and review and adjust these goals as you go out through the school year. That's why I highly recommend quarterly touch points with your team. An annual retreat is really important, but some half day or maybe even 2 or 3 hour retreats throughout the year is going to be important for your team. And for those of you who are in a one person shop or you wear multiple hats in your district, try to find some thought partners, maybe a couple of principals or some other department leaders that can help you look at this data and come up with a plan for 2024, because we're all about making it stronger. So just remember, 2024 is your year to excel in your district communication. So with these steps, you're going to be equipped to take it to the next level. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your colleagues in other districts and in your district, and make sure that you are sharing what you learned whenever you can. Tag me with any questions or comments. And as always, you can reach me at veronica@veronicabsofer.com. Thank you for joining me on this episode of School Leader Soundbites. I enjoyed connecting with you here. Until next time, keep communicating effectively.